Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast.
Welcome, my friends, to the third annual 28 Days of Self-Love. I'm so excited to be here for another year with you guys.
I started the 28 Days of Self-Love because I believe that self-love is the cornerstone to all self-improvement. If you don't like yourself, how are you going to improve yourself? And honestly, it's so much more than what could fit into one episode. There are so many nooks and crannies that fit into the self-improvement category that we had to make an entire challenge about it. We have to talk about it for an entire month every single day. And what better month to talk about self-love than February? Yes, Valentine's Day is this month, and that is great, and it goes with self-love because I believe Valentine's Day is more than just romantic. It's to appreciate friends, family, and yourself. But I also think February is such a good month because A, it's a little bit shorter, and B, the year is still at the beginning, but we've lost the psychosis surrounding the new resolutions and trying to become the best version of yourself and doing all of the things. You know, you've kind of gotten back to your normal way you think, but you do still have these new goals that you're trying to incorporate. So one of the best ways to make these goals happen is to learn how to love yourself so that you can have your why. Self-love isn't a one-size-fits-all thing. It evolves as we grow, we change, we experience new things, we have new perspectives. The more that we learn about ourselves through our consistent self-improvement practices, the more flexibility our self-love needs, the more that evolves, the more we need to nurture and reflect on our self-love. That evolution is what I want to talk about today, how self-love shifts through the different stages of our life. I used to think that self-love was something that just came automatically. Like I thought that it was something you should already have. There's a should for you. I felt like, you know, if you weren't confident, if you didn't like yourself, if you didn't, you know, you weren't like, I don't know, almost like to a point of arrogance that you think that you're good enough and all of these things, even though I didn't feel that way, I felt like it was something I should have. I should automatically have it. And I was doing something wrong or I was a failure or something was broken inside of me that caused me to not automatically have self-love. But now I understand that self-love is a consistent practice every single day. It's not something that you cross a threshold on and you just have now. It's not something that you're just born with. It's something to be tended to literally every single day of your existence. Let's talk about what self-love used to mean versus what it means now. Say hi to Jude. Hi, Jude. If you're on YouTube, you can see her. I would say we first start coming into contact with self-love in our teens, early 20s, like genuine faced with, do I love myself or do I not? And I think a lot of the time when we're young, it's very external. You are looking for validation from others. You want to fit in with social groups. You want to do what is necessary to be considered popular or well-liked. You change your appearance. You change how you show up. You change the words you use. A lot of the time we even change how we think and how we feel about things to fit in with the majority because we think that that will make us worthy of being good enough and therefore we can then love ourselves. Then it starts to shift when we enter our later 20s and beyond. And that's when we begin to not be so externally focused. Now, maybe that's because we're not surrounded by people like we are when we're in school and like we're constantly being judged and all of these things. But at the same time, that's not necessarily true. Not only do we have the internet, if you show up there, you're constantly judged, but you have your workplace, your friends, your family, you know, you're still submerged into that world of comparison and wanting to show up externally in a way that accurately represents how you want to be represented. But it does definitely turn into more of an internal challenge compared to trying to do things externally, because you are starting to come into more of your own just naturally. And you don't feel the same level of satisfaction in achieving self-love externally as you do internally. It becomes more important to set boundaries. It becomes more important to take care of your physical self. It becomes more important to focus on what you feel grateful for. And that's what gets you closer to self-love. You can dye your hair 100 times or cut your hair however you want to or wear cute clothes, but at the end of the day, you still don't really like yourself when you're older. Like when you're younger, you can kind of convince yourself that like, okay, I fit in. I see everybody else doing it. So like, it must be okay. I must be doing good. But when you're older, it just doesn't cut it. And it's those internal things that we need in order to feel the self-love. Another big self-love shifter throughout different stages of life are when we are going through shit. After heartbreak, after you fail at something, when you shift your career, you enter motherhood, you experience personal loss, all of these things change how you need to show up for yourself and therefore shift your perspective on how to love yourself. Self-love evolves dependent on what life throws at you, what you're experiencing, and therefore shifts your perspective on what works and what doesn't work to love yourself, to help you love yourself. When it's just a random Joe Schmo regular day and you feel good, self-love might not be very prevalent. It might just look like, you know, washing your face and feeding yourself a good meal. But when you're going through something a little bit more intense, or even just something not as intense, but you're just having a bad day, you're going through it a little bit more, that self-love is going to look different. It's going to look like shifting your self-talk. It's going to look like taking time to rest. It's going to look like not putting yourself in social situations that make you uncomfortable. It's going to look like setting boundaries. It's going to look like taking time for just yourself. And you're going to do whatever you have to in order to attain that self-love. And that is the biggest myth of the self-love journey, is that it's going to be linear. Self-love is not linear. It is not going to look the same every single day for the rest of your life until the day you die. Some days you'll feel super confident. Some days self-doubt is going to creep in. And that doesn't mean you're doing self-love wrong. Another thing that doesn't help is the comparison trap and the social media influence that we all are exposed to consistently. Seeing people who seem to have it all together can make us feel like we're failing, like our life isn't good enough. And even though we logically are smart enough to know that we're looking at the highlight reel, it still doesn't stop that subconscious comparison that happens in our mind. We can't connect the dots that our comparisons are by default raising our standard for ourselves. Self-love looks different for every single person. Everyone is figuring out how to do this on their own time. No matter how good somebody's life or bad somebody's life might look on the surface, everybody is on their own self-love journey, and self-love looks different for every single person. Some people need more rest. Some people need more structure. And even if two people have a lot in common, even if two people see eye to eye on many things, that doesn't mean that the way that you show up in your self-love is going to be the same as theirs. Whether it's your favorite influencer online, whether it's your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, if it's friends, family, you know, whoever it is, self-love looks different for every single person. And other people might practice self-love by hobbies or traveling, things that fill them up in that way. Your version of self-love does not have to look the same as everyone else's. A good example that I like to give involves a morning routine. we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Everyone and their mother says that a self or a morning routine makes you love yourself, makes you, you're caring for yourself. It feels so good. But if you hate doing that, if you hate a morning routine, if that doesn't work for you, and you maybe word it better, you hate a morning routine that looks like waking up at 5 a.m., having an intensive skin care routine, doing a rigorous workout, and drinking a green smoothie, and you hate that, you're like, I can't keep up with this. This isn't natural for me. This is hard for me to keep up with. I need to be more disciplined. If I just am more disciplined, then I'm going to get after it and it's going to work out. And eventually it'll become a habit and it'll be fine. And you just keep on hating it no matter what. Maybe a good morning routine for you is leisurely waking up with a book and heading outside and reading while you drink a cup of coffee. Wouldn't that be nice to just be okay with that and knowing that that's you individually loving yourself? And going back to our earlier point about evolution of self-love, maybe sometimes the rigorous morning routine does work for you and then sometimes maybe it doesn't and you need something more relaxed and allowing yourself that flexibility. This year, I've got two super exciting updates to the 28 Days of Self-Love. The first one is every day I am going to be giving you guys a daily challenge to not just hear this and say, yeah, okay, that makes sense. I can start doing that. But each day starting to practice self-love in the physical. So today's challenge is to find one small way that you can show yourself love that aligns with the stage in your life that you are at right now. Maybe that means taking a break instead of pushing through exhaustion if self-love for you right now means rest. Maybe it's setting a boundary with someone if self-love for you right now means protecting your energy. Maybe it's starting a gratitude list if self-love for you right now means focusing more on positivity. There is no right or wrong way to execute this challenge. It's whatever works for you. You can use one of those three examples or you can come up with one of your own because the most important part is to find what is going to fit the stage in your life that you are at right now, today. The second thing that I have for you guys added into the 28 Days of Self-Love is a journaling prompt. Hell yeah, you can either journal it on your own in your journal, reflect on it, or we can talk about it in the comments as well. Whatever's going to help hold you accountable and make sure your journaling prompt gets done. So today's journaling prompt is, how has your self-love evolved over time? Write down what self-love meant to you 5 years ago, 2 years ago, and now. What has shifted? What parts of self-love do you want to lean into a little bit more right now? Essentially, self-love isn't static. It grows and shifts as we do. And it's okay if your self-love and your needs look different today than they did last week, than they did last year, than they did when you were younger, than they did yesterday. Tomorrow, we are getting real about the things that drain your self-love, people, habits, environments that chip away at it. Awareness is the first step, so you don't want to miss it. Please share your self-love moments with me on Instagram. Tag me so that I can see you and cheer you on at Wellish Podcast and use the hashtag 28 Days of Self-Love. I would love to hear how your definition of self-love has evolved. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.